pray for ministry. Pray for the various needs. We sometimes periodically send a prayer letter and tell our needs. It's not just one individual working. We have 4,500 full-time men working with our ministry. Plus, Bible college students, over 650 plus 750 extension Bible school laymen, and the Christians, private schools, medical outreach ministries, and children's home, and school ministries. We also got one old folks home too, because some of the old folks been just rejected because they got saved. One of our pastors in outskirts of Trivandrum doing that. And our goal is the WST girls home, and all these ministries, one aim, to reach with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This year, after this summer ministry, over 37,000 plus people have been baptized, added to different local churches. So I do appreciate the thoughtful prayers. Our government is getting more tougher on Christians, need much prayer. We are always at 24/7 watching. So I appreciate thoughtful prayers. With His grace, we've been able to just survive. One of the great things, by the grace of God, till today, we did not have any kind of direct opposition from the government. So I always pray, Lord, hide us, that we might be able to do the ministry. So do please pray for us. Thank you. If you have a Bible, please turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. As Paul was writing this letter, he is encouraging God's people to reach out other people. As he was writing chapter 5, he is mentioning there is a home in heaven, encouraging God's people that we might be able to look into that and live for Him. And he's also telling you there's a judgment coming. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we pursued men. Somehow they just come to know Him. How they're there, because verse 14 says, the love of Christ is constraining. Everyone, those who are saved, the love of God is in us and it's constraining us to reach others for the Lord Jesus Christ. But the unique way the Lord does that work. Verse 17 says, chapter 5, verse 17, the word of God says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are became new. So God takes a man who is sinking in sin with a miry clay, and the sin is so affected in their life, as we're studying this Sunday school this morning, the heart is deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Sin infected in every areas of life. So by salvation, when Jesus Christ come to your hearts and my hearts, He just changed a person inside out. Became a new creature. Because of the lack of time, let me go a little fast, because if anyone trusts, no matter how deeply you've been bitten by the old snake called, old serpent called Satan, no matter how deeply you've been sold into sin, the slave market, but when the Lord Jesus Christ comes to your heart, He changes inside out. There's a hope for anyone. And in fact, Jesus Christ's way, the way of Christ, is the only possible way a wicked sinner can be changed inside out. No other religion under heaven promised that promise to any sinners. All other religion of this world, they work externally to internal. But Jesus Christ works internal to external. He comes to our hearts, changes our hearts, gives a new heart, new desire, new thinking, new aim, new goal, new motto, that we've been changed inside out. I was in a different religious background. I used to do all kind of external ceremony, but my heart was wicked and sinful. Heart is deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. But when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, He changes. He brings a change. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God continue to work in your heart. The good work which the Lord Jesus Christ started in you, begin in you, if you are to continually work, his goal is to conform to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's called Christian growth. God change people. There is hope for anyone, those been marred with sin, those been just given to sin. When you come to know him, Christ can change life. Only Jesus Christ, the hope of this world. Because sin infected in every individual, those who are born into this world. Christ is the only hope. That's what Paul here is describing. He just bring a person. He changed inside out. And you bring to a new relationship. Verse 16, the word of God says, verse 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. A tremendous passage that. Not only salvation comes free from our punishment, our great hope in heaven, but we've been brought back into God's kingdom. We've been reconciled. Sin, as you go through sin, separated us from God. Alienated. The book of Romans says, before we got saved, we were the enemies of God. Ephesians chapter 2 says, you were strangers with God's people called the commonwealth of God's people. You were so separated from him, alienated, and so far. But when Jesus Christ went to that cruel cross, and he became my sin, and placed himself in my place, by shedding his blood, he died and risen from the dead. Through him, anybody trust in him, you will be reconciled back to God. Thank God we can call him our Father. Do you have any other religion in this world can do this thing? No way. That's the reason Jesus Christ himself said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. A lost sinner can go to back to God only through Jesus Christ. No religious ritualism cannot take any man or woman, those who are lost in sin, back to heaven or back to God. Or they cannot call him Abba Father until unless they've been accepted in Jesus Christ. We were so far, everyone, those who are not saved, they were very far from God. We were far, but thank God by Jesus, we can call him Abba Father. What a wonderful privilege. No matter how many steps the religion can make with good works, moralities, or all kind of ritualism, they will never be able to make enough steps towards heaven because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So the Lord himself came. The phrase, I like that, through Jesus Christ. See, reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus Christ people can be reconciled back to God. Because he came to this world. My Savior. I enjoy that song. How I love him because he came for me. Came for you. Took your place and my place. Willingly. He went to that cruel cross. He knew there will be cruelty. No, I will show any mercy upon him. He knew that. He knew that people are going to pluck his beard and pat on his face and just beaten him very badly. Even nobody show any mercy upon him, though he is the ocean of mercy. But he took my place. And became my sin. The amazing things I cannot understand. How can a holy God who hates sin become my sin? The word of God says, verse 19, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Jesus Christ himself is God. The thrice holy God became a man and who hates sin. In him was no sin. He need not sin. But when he, on the cross of Calvary, he took that sin for me. Could he find such a loving God anywhere in this universe? He knew that is the only possible way. You and I, those being far away from God, can brought back to him. Thank God, my Jesus. He loves me so much. Even the one who hates so sin became my sin. That's the reason we preach the gospel. That's the reason we tell the people this is the only gospel. That's the reason we proclaim to the world there is hope in Jesus. That's the reason we just tell to the people without Jesus Christ, everyone is lost. That's the reason we need to give the gospel. So the word of God says that it's a new relationship. We be reconciled back to God. We are not a bunch of sinners, those being forgiven by God, but thank God, we've been accepted in His beloved today. We are His children. We were so far, but now He accepted in His beloved Son. We became apple of His own eyes today. What a tremendous way God brought us to His kingdom. We are His children. We've been reconciled. Then where the word of God says, verse 17, 18, and all things are of God who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, listen, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. God saved you, changed you, and God reconciled you. His purpose is that you became a minister of reconciliation. The title of my message will be, every one of us have a ministry today. Every one of us. Not just pastors, evangelists, missionaries. No, every one of us. The word of God says, and behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Given to us, each and every one of us. Verse 19 says, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespass unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Not only has given the ministry, but He has also given the word of reconciliation. Christianity, gospel, is not a gimmick thing. What is gospel? What is the word of reconciliation? God manifested in the flesh. His name is Jesus Christ. He lived in this world, took my sin, and He went to the cross of Calvary, died in behalf of me according to Scripture, and He was buried according to Scripture. Third day He was risen from the dead. He went to heaven and He's going to come back. If anyone trusts in Him, he shall be saved. That's the gospel. No gimmicks, nothing. A plain truth that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came according to Scripture. According to Scripture, He died on the cross of Calvary in behalf of you. According to Scripture, He was buried and risen from the dead. And if anyone call upon His name, shall be saved. There is nothing add, nothing distracting from the only Jesus. God has given a ministry of reconciliation to each and every one of you. He's also given the message of reconciliation, Jesus Christ, the only Savior. The word of God says, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. That's what we do, People's Baptist Ministry. Reaching out. 1.5 billion plus another 50 billion nearby surrounding country. Our goal is to reach with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God, your partnership our ministry. At the same time, we regard the need. Gospel. Each and every one of us been given the ministry of reconciliation and message of reconciliation. And a few years back, I was in the States. I was preaching in the church. Then the pastor took me for lunch. As we were driving, my daughter, who is living in Philadelphia, she called me, said, "Dad," and she just burst. I can hear she's sobbing. She said, "What happened, Don?" She could not speak. Her husband took the phone and said, "You know, Dad, our oldest son, when he was born, when we called, and he told, I'm going to pray for his salvation. Today, he went to church, in Sunday school, he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ." I said, "Praise the Lord," shout hallelujah. The pastor was looking, "What happened?" "God answered my prayers. My grandson got saved." We went to a place to eat food. Again, after an hour, my daughter again called me. She said, "What happened, Don?" So we went, after service, we went to eat in a Chinese restaurant. I didn't know why Indians like Chinese food. And they were there. So the girl came with the menu. Benjamin, 7-year-old boy, looked at her face and said, "Do you know Jesus? I received him today. He loves you." Nobody has to tell to Benjamin. My daughter was telling, I was almost embarrassed. I said, "No, you shouldn't be doing that. Every one of us be given a ministry of reconciliation. When is the last time you took a few steps? Maybe you took in a card, maybe in a brochure, maybe your close relatives, maybe family, maybe someone. Did you do the ministry of reconciliation? God gave the gospel to you and me. God forgive you. God changed your life. God reconciled you. You became apple of his own eye today. You are his child. But he also given the ministry of reconciliation with the message of reconciliation. Did you share with that?" God bless you. Thank you.